RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood.
A hole in one.
It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today we are live from Niagara Falls Country Club, the home of the Porter Cups, the women's, men's, and senior Porter Cups. And the women's Porter Cup is next week. Kevin Sylvester here along with Jeff Mitis. Brian Koziol is on assignment today.
Yes, he is.
Yes, a big assignment. He has one of his players.
Making states for the first time in many, many years from Sweet Home High School. Congratulations to Brian. He's a good tennis coach.
And best of luck down there. So Brian will not be with us today. Too bad. It's a beautiful setting up here in Lewiston, up on the hill here, Niagara Falls Country Club. It looks like we've got a perfect day for golf, Jeff.
It looks like it's one of the best views in Western New York. They're from their patio outside there. It's gorgeous looking over Lewiston. We got a beautiful sunny morning. What else would you rather be doing than playing golf right now?
They have a new banquet hall, too. In the back, they converted the former cart barn into this amazing banquet center, so you can take advantage of that view, you know, over the river and Lake Ontario and all the way to Toronto on a clear day like we have today.
It's probably why there's a waiting list right now to get into
Niagara Falls Country Club. Yes. Probably is. Yes. Doing some great things up here.
Yep.
We are going to talk about Memorial. We're going to talk about Tiger Woods because we need to make some comments on that. The golf world's talking about that. But first, here on the show, we mentioned the home of the Porter Cups, and the Women's Porter Cup begins play next week, June 7th through the 9th. And joining us here is the tournament director, Brian Oakley. Great to have you on again. Great to be here
again
this year.
Thank you.
Good morning, Brian.
A beautiful day for golf. Weather-wise, we've been waiting for this, haven't we? It's been crazy.
We have. We've experienced a lot of rain over the last few weeks, and the course is going to play difficult this week because it's the rough is long. And it's going to be a challenge.
That was one of the questions I'm going to ask. How's it affected the golf course here and the maintenance of it? You know, we all feel for the golf course superintendents across Western New York and the region, just trying not only play catch up, but just keep things playable.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Everything's very thick.
Yeah, the rough being up, though, I think will help protect par on this golf course and create it even bigger, along with the winds that you expect when you play here. That thick rough will definitely be a test for the ladies.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it looks like there's a tremendous field once again for the Women's Porter Cup. Just flipping through the brochure here, watching, looking at the names, recognizing the names. Who are some of the best players that will be playing in this year's Women's Porter Cup?
Well, we've got a field of 76 young ladies. They range from age of 14 up to 30. So we've got representation from New Zealand, the Philippines, Japan, Venezuela, Thailand, and of course Canada. The individuals that are ranked in the world amateur rankings are Wad Fachim Lee from Bangkok. She's at 121. We've got Katya Pokhar from Ohio State. She's at 101. Jessica Provasnik also plays for Ohio State, 122. And then we've got Mika Liu, who's very accomplished at number 36 from Stanford. And as I mentioned to you earlier, we have the entire Ohio State team comes in and plays for us every year. And there's probably three or four young ladies on that team that just finished the NCAA's Division I for the nation in fourth spot. So there's three or four young ladies that could win the whole thing from that team.
Which, by the way, watching the NCAA championships, both the women's and the men's on Golf Channel, they did a fantastic job with it. It was cool. Fun to watch. I'm glad they're televising both. Well, championships.
As a college golf coach, I'm a little bit partial to it, but just the joy and the excitement that these kids, they live and die on every shot throughout the college tournaments as you watch it. It's great television. The other thing I noticed, by the way, is looking through some very fine players that come that are local. I saw Marin Cipolla, member of Park Club, right from here in Lewiston. Who else is local that we should keep an eye on? I saw Sidney Shaw. I see a lot of really good names of really, really good players.
Yeah, of course, we've got Marin Cipolla. She also belongs here at the Niagara Falls Country Club from the University of Texas. And we've got Emily Doyle from Nagy University and Chelsea D'Antonio from Lancaster, Sarah Godfrey Singleton from Niagara University, Laura Case from Lemoyne, Lindsay May is a local young lady that looks very promising, Mika McDonald, Victoria Parker from Coastal Carolina, Sydney Shaw from Bradley University, Allison Spara, she's an alum from Ohio State that's going to play this year. And, of course, we've got one of our favorite players that we've had all 5 years of our tournament, and that's Kat Peters from Michigan.
Yeah, you know, 5 years, you mentioned that, and I wanted to touch on that for a little bit here in, starting this 5 years ago and to where it is today. How far have you come? And what I mean by that is the recognition of the tournament out there in women's golf, women's amateur golf, that, hey, you know what, we're going to send our team, Ohio State. Team Canada, I know, has been represented here mm-hmm. year in and year out from this tournament. Has it been easier to fill the field and with the word out now?
It absolutely has been. I have to do a lot more scrutiny and analysis of the scores and what their competition is, what school they're attending. I did have the opportunity this year for the first time to start doing a little bit of my own recruiting. Mm-hmm. So I went down to one of those NCAA regionals and gave me an opportunity to talk to 18 D1 coaches firsthand. And, the reaction back was, you're on my radar. I just haven't been able to, talk to the girls enough about it. And out of that, I got a few players, and the others said, next year, please keep us in mind. So it is growing. It's got some recognition. It's ranked a B tournament, which I'm very pleased about, because that it's all ranked for A through C. And then, some of the, strong U.S. amateur, for instance, is an elite tournament. So,
and how about past players? I know you've had some very successful players come through here. Tell us about some of the players that have come through and done well in their careers after their Porter Cup experience.
Well, there's only one young lady in over the 4 years that hasn't gone pro the next year that have won the tournament. Josie Doyen from last year. She was part of the Canadian national team, and she won it handily, and then has gone on to go to Q school and play in the LPGA as well. Of course, we've got Brooke Henderson. That will always, at least for now, be the cornerstone of the tournament. She came in, as a favorite, and her first score on her first day was 74, and she was right out of the contention until she came in the last day and got upset at herself, I guess I'll say, and shot 62, and that's all she wrote.
So all I got to do is get mad and I'll play better.
Yeah. Well,
oh, great!
That year, the first one, we filmed a segment with her for TD Green and TV.
Yeah,
and it was, we're going to play three holes, where they're on the golf course and talk to her. We end up playing one, the Team Canada coach was, you know, and I respect it greatly. Like they're here's a team,
yeah.
And you know we're focusing on Brooke, and she's like, all right, you know, one hole's enough here. We got some team. Okay, great. But you could tell, at, you know, that and Brooke was probably
17
maybe, maybe been 16. You could tell right that she was a star.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she had the charisma, the way she hit the golf ball had the sound.
Yeah,
it was just, and you know, just casually, she wasn't happy where she was in the green. We played 14, and then she drains like a 25 footer for birdie. It was just incredible, and you can just tell right away. Like some people, you know, just have it. Like this girl has it. And she's, you know, won a major on the LPGA along with two other victories.
She has three victories, 18 top 10 finishes, and she's accumulated over $2 million to date.
Good for her. So people want to, you know, you got a young daughter or a young son or somebody that wants to come up and watch some really good players. Is this similar to the Men's Porter Cup? Tell us what happens if someone wants to come out and watch some of the golf.
Well, yeah, they're more than welcome. I mean, there's no charge at all, of course. You know, we're not as accomplished as the men's side from a standpoint of numbers. And, of course, you have to remember that, you know, the kids are still in school. So, you know, me finding caddies and things like that is difficult. But, no, everybody's more than welcome to come out and enjoy the, you know, the view and the country club. And I'll tell you, these young ladies, they're so appreciative and they're just they're so wonderful to be around.
The camaraderie that the, you know, the girls and ladies share, I mean, it's evident. You see it from the LPGA Tour, the examples that the professionals make. You know, they're tweeting out, Instagramming pictures of dinners, like a group of 10 of them. Like, you don't see that on the PGA Tour. You see a couple guys, the spring break, right? You know, Ricky Fowler and that group. They go. That's like the only time you'll see players really hanging out together. But on the women's side, it seems like there's this bond that they have, and I'm sure new bonds are created with this event here.
Absolutely. And, you know, and the local girls get an opportunity to see what it's like out there. And like I said, you know, the NCAAs is an example of that. I mean, you see girls from different teams all hugging each other because they play all in the same tournaments. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of cases, they grow up together because, you know, when they're playing, especially in women's golf, there's not that many events to attend. So a lot of them, especially the locals around here, they all know each other and play with each other. So it's a family.
Yeah, it certainly is. How much do you think women's golf locally, particularly for girls, high school golf, and the girls going on to college here, has grown, you know, from this event and from girls like women like Brooke Henderson, who played in this event, and like, well, hey, wait, she played, you know, at the Women's Porter Cup in Niagara Falls Country Club. I went out and saw her, and you know, she's got three wins on the LPGA Tour. I mean, do you think that's had an effect, an impact locally?
Well, you know what? The way I look at it is the where the young girl plays. Okay, there's more girls' golf teams evolving. Okay, it used to be that if a young lady wanted to play golf, she had to play with the boys.
Right,
and so there's more that I'm seeing now that the high schools are creating girls' teams because there's enough to you know support it.
Yeah, and by the way, they're good.
Well, that, right,
right.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, you look at these schools these kids are going to. You know, coming out of Western New York, going to Texas. Mm-hmm. You got to be a player to go to Texas.
Winthrop University in South Carolina. That's
these are very fine players. I mean, to be honest, they're probably outperforming the boys in this area. You know, with a few notable exceptions, but there's a lot of strong young women players in this area, and I think an event like this helps build that, and it helps. You know, hey, you can produce good golfers in Western New York. I always say that. But, hey, you can't be good because you're only playing 6 months a year. That's not true. Look what happens. We got tons of great players coming out here, especially on the women's side. And I think an event like this is great. It gives those girls in this area a chance to come and see what the best players in the world are doing and come and learn how to compete at that level. So, to me, this is only going to help grow women's golf. And like you said, high school golf is now for women and college teams because of Title IX. There's more women's programs, so it is a great game for women to play, and it's exciting to see this event here, and I'm glad that you guys branched out and created this event.
All right, I'm going to ask you both a question then here in a second, but just to remind everybody, you're listening to TD Green here on WGR. We're live from Niagara Falls Country Club in Lewiston, the site of the Porter Cups. We'll do two shows here this year, one today previewing the Women's Porter Cup, which begins play on June 7th. That's on Wednesday, again, free and open to the public to come come on and check it out during the day, each and every day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. There's no admission charge to come out on the grounds and watch the golf, and it's a great atmosphere to see some spectacular golf being played this week. And then later in July, the Men's Porter Cup will be here the morning of the final round of that here at Niagara Falls Country Club. Brian Oakley is joining us here, the tournament chairman from the Women's Porter Cup. Brian Colchill, by the way, is on assignment. But Jeff and Brian, I'm going to ask you, all right, so inevitably somebody out there is listening right now, and their daughter might be young and might be interested in golf. Aside from coming out and being more inspired by watching them play here next week, I'll start with you, Jeff. How do you get your daughter involved in golf?
Well, first of all, you got to make it fun. You know, anytime you're trying to get a kid into the game of golf, you have to make it fun. So that becomes, you know, it's a father-daughter, mother-daughter experience, you know. Make it an enjoyable day. The worst thing parents do is they try to over-coach their kids. They, hey, do this, keep your head down, keep your left eye, try harder, pay attention. No, make it a short, you know, brief visit and have it be a wonderful experience for the kid and a good time, and take them out for ice cream afterwards. So they always associate fun with it.
You can have ice cream too.
Right. I mean, that's, But, you know, you make it a day that they enjoy and have a lot of fun. And it doesn't have to be 9 or 18 holes. I'd like, you know, take them out for one or two holes to get them going. And if they start to become competitive, there's the West New York PGA Junior Tour, which is just a perfect outlet for that. So if you want to play and start to become competitive, there's a little tour in the area that we run, and you can go all over Rochester, Buffalo, Niagara Falls and play some really, really nice golf courses and learn to compete at golf. And if that's what they like, that's a great way. And then, you know, if they do well there, then there's other stepping stones as you go along. But first and foremost, golf has to be fun. Get them some qualified instruction from a PGA professional. Don't teach them yourself. You know how kids' patience for their parents is sometimes, and just because you golf doesn't mean you know how to teach your kids to golf. So that's what I would suggest. You know, get a good PGA professional, make it fun, and get on the West New York PGA Junior Tour, and I think that's a great start for anybody.
Yeah, but Brian's nodding your head there.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, one of the things is expose them to the game too. I mean, this is a great opportunity if you want to get your daughter interested in golf. It'd come out here and, you know, see some role models.
Exactly.
And to make it happen, like, hey, you know, wow, I can do that, right? I mean, that's...
I work with a role model, Stacey Barwick over at the Park Club. Fine PGA professional, fine player. You know, you watch someone like that, hey, that would inspire you to be a player. Or come out here and watch these girls play. Watch any of them hit it. I mean, there's... And the things they get to do when you're a golfer also, I think you want to tell your kids, hey, look at all the cool stuff you get to do as a golfer. You get to go here. You get to travel there. You're outside all the time. You're at a beautiful country club like Niagara Falls. So all those positives and all the things that you can gain from the game are great for kids and especially good for young women, I think.
You want to talk about positives and gain from the game. You know, there was a controversy with LPGA golf, Lexi Thompson. Mm-hmm. And... You know, the outrage of it, I think, was overall positive for not only golf, but I think women's golf, in the fact that how she handled herself during the round when she was notified and, you know, brushed away the emotion of it and just ripped one down the fairway and fought her way back to the playoff. I don't know what you two think about that. Brian, I'll ask you first, but I think that garnered more attention for the LPGA Tour in a positive way, not only for Lexi Thompson, but overall, despite, you know, the craziness of the ruling.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it is, for anybody that doesn't know, Lexi moved her ball, and she was caught on TV by somebody calling in and calling her on it. And ultimately, she lost the tournament in a playoff style.
Well, she replaced her ball on the green
incorrectly.
Incorrectly, it wasn't in the exact position, you know, where she had lifted the ball after marking it. Which, I mean, we're talking, millimeters. Yeah. I mean, which,
and she gained no advantage. Yes.
Phil Mickelson, kudos to him, because he said in a press conference, like, you know, that's something we all need to pay better attention to.
Yeah,
you know, on the PGA Tour. So it wasn't just like, hey, she did something wrong. It's like, you know how hard that is to put it back in the exact spot. But anyways, continue, Brian.
And she didn't complain about it. You know, she took her medicine, and it'll make her a better player. And I think she garnered a lot of respect from young ladies and golfers all around the world that looked at it and went, you know, anybody could have made that mistake, and yet she didn't whine about it. She just went out and did her business, and kudos to her.
Yeah, I don't think it's a woman's thing either. I mean, she's a role model for any golfer. I mean, that to me, that shines a light on the character that the game of golf builds, and that's brings circles us back to why you want your kids to play the game.
Well, I bring it up because it was something that garnered attention to the LPGA Tour. Oh. It happened in a major. You know, they're not as televised, many events televised. They don't have as many events right. as the men do. Economics work in that way, but I think that may help it. I think the way she handled herself and the controversy of it, I think helps. Yeah. And I also think will help. Jay Monahan, the new commissioner of the PGA Tour, has hinted at this, and I hope they do it and come through with it. Take one of the regular season weeks, if you will, in the PGA Tour and do a combined event that's televised. So they're right there alongside the PGA Tour players, the LPGA Tour players, competing in a team event. I think it'll be fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
And from what I understand, that's actually already in the works.
Yeah, so they're talking about it. You know, they're throwing the smoke signals out there a little bit. You know, smoke some fire, and I think it's going to happen. I mean, they're floating the idea so people can mill it around like we're talking about it now, and like, yeah, that would be great.
Well, the PGA of America also has taken over one of the women's to create a major there, too. So there, I do think that women's golf is on the upswing. I think if you're a sponsor, you're going to want to align yourself with someone like Brooke Henderson and the UP after an incident like that,
sure.
how she comported herself. And now you've got events like the Women's Porter Cup. Why wouldn't you want to align yourself as a sponsor with some of these things?
Right. Well, and the more, as you mentioned, there's more high school teams now. There's more college teams, so more women are playing the game. You're going to get better athletes playing the game. You're going to get better players pushing forward to play the game, and that's exciting.
And the women's college golf experience is just a blast. I mean, I watch these women at these events. They just look like they're having a great time every week in every tournament.
All right, Brian, tournament play begins Wednesday, 8 a.m.
8 a.m.? And anybody's welcome, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
You'll get here at 7:45?
Oh. No, I'm better than you guys. I'm a little earlier than that.
Play will go till around when?
Until 4:30.
Okay.
But you mentioned sponsorship, and you're exactly right. I didn't have any trouble getting sponsors this year. In fact, you know, the local hospital, Mount St. Mary's and Center for Women sponsored, and then I had WGRZ come in and say, you know, we want to be a co-sponsor as well. And so it's getting visibility.
We have Brian sell the show. He has no problem getting sponsors. That's great. No, that's great to hear. And congratulations on that. The fifth year of the Women's Porter Cup. Brian, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck with the weather this week. We'll keep our fingers crossed for
please
you.
Please do.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll call Patrick Hammer over there, Channel 2, see if we can do something.
Yeah, they're
for
sponsoring.
You. That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. It should make
the weather.
I give him grief on that every Friday on our This Weekend show. All right, we're going to take a timeout here, our first timeout of the show. It is TD Green. We are live from Niagara Falls Country Club, Women's Porter Cup next week. When we come back, we'll get a check of the PGA Tour leaderboards. Jeff and I will give you our thoughts on the Tiger Woods situation from last week. We'll also give you that tip of the week, too, to help you play some better golf here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Well, that means one thing. Jeff's iPod is connected.
Yes.
And mixing the beats here. Good morning, TD Green, live from Niagara Falls Country Club. Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Metis, Brian Koziel on assignment this week. Thanks again to Brian Oakley, Women's Porter Cup. And right after the segment, he's talking about how much the fun of the event. And it's fun. It's an exciting thing. And they're in their fifth year and continue to grow, and I'm sure 5 years from now I'll have 100 players in the field easily.
Well, we've been doing this for a little while, and you can see this event grow. You can see the quality of the participants improving, and it's nice to see something like this grow organically from just, you know, their efforts here at Niagara Falls Country Club.
Absolutely. Western New York PGA, our tip of the week. Jeff Metis is here for that. The Western New York PGA growing a giving game. And by the way, follow the Western New York PGA on Twitter. You can see all the junior events that they do. The weekends are big for that. The junior tour, Saturday and Sunday, they have those out there. So, and I saw the Hope program. Yep. There's the first session of that the other night at Fox Valley.
Correct. Yeah, unfortunately. I couldn't make it. I did talk to Tim Freeze, PGA, who was there. About 20 people showed up. He said it was a great time. I'm looking forward to I'll be there for the rest of them this year. But it's a really, really neat thing.
My quasi-neighbor lives, few blocks down around the corner, stopped me in the driveway that one day. Hey, I saw the interview on the TV show with the guy from the Western New York PGA, Steve Barkowski, the executive director, talking about that HOPE program and the veterans. How do I get in?
Yep.
And, you know, he served in Vietnam and wanted some help with these things and some camaraderie with golf. So I hope that he signed up. I gave him all the information. Again, Western New York PGA, you know, look him up on the internet. Their website, follow them on Twitter, Facebook, get information on the HOPE program and how to get in there for the veterans out there and our wounded warriors and all those who have served to take part of that program. Jeff, for our tip of the week, though, I want to have you tell people how to get the clean contact and the ball in the rough. We still have some moist conditions out there, and we're going to have some going forward with more rain in the forecast here early on the week. Tomorrow, you know, looks like a washout, initially anyway. But you'll get those lies in the rough, and you can get to the ball. Looks like a steeper angle, but to get that clean contact, how do you do that in the deeper grass, a deeper rough?
Well, first of all, you won't get clean contact per se because you're going to get that grass between the golf ball and the club face, which causes all sorts of problems for your golf ball. It takes spin off it and everything else. Typically, in the deeper rough, what you need to do is take more loft and move the ball back in your stance. So you want to have a little steeper angle of attack into the ball. When I say steeper, you know, more up and down versus around. Not too steep, but what happens often is you want to try to hit the ball first, so you move it back in your stance a little bit, take a little bit more loft, and limit your expectations on that shot. You know, I played yesterday, and we would land, the ball would roll tremendously more. How's that for conjugating a sense? But have the ball roll further. It definitely comes out without any spin out of this rough. So you want to land the ball short and roll it up if you can. I advise people, if there's an opening in front of the green, to take the club and try to flight it in there instead of trying to hit it high. Move it back in your stance. Try to hit it low and roll it up. I think you'll have a better chance of having success that way. But the thing I see people do a lot is they'll be in the rough and they're trying to hit it under a branch of a tree. They don't have enough loft. So when you're in that rough, make sure you have a little bit of extra loft to get the ball out of that rough quicker.
All right, so for example, let's say you had a 175-yard shot into the green and some player, well, you know, I hit my 6-iron 175 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take the 6-iron is what you're saying.
I'd say you could take, that's enough loft, but I wouldn't take a 4-iron out of the rough because a 4-iron tip, 4 and 5 irons, you're starting to, depending on the rough, you're not going to have enough loft to get that ball out of the rough quickly. About 6 or 7, depending on the thickness of the rough, you start to have enough loft. It also correlates to how much speed you create. If you create a lot of speed, you can use less loft. If you don't create much speed, you're going to need more loft. So if you're not a long ball hitter, you need a little bit more loft to get the ball out of the rough. And sometimes you just have to take your medicine. You know, you just have to pitch it out and down the fairway and give yourself the next shot, a chance on the next shot. Remember, that club face is going to twist when it gets in that rough. I hit a few shots yesterday. I know that the ball ended up going a little bit left because it got into that rough and twisted close, so it comes out a little lower and flatter and goes left. So if you take your, you know, limit your damage on that shot if you can. So move it down the fairway if it's in the lot. If you can't reach the green, make sure you're in the fairway for the next shot and give yourself the best opportunity.
Here's a golf course superintendent question, or I'm going to ask this for all the superintendents out there. Do you replace your divots in the rough, Jeff?
Yes. Yes.
Most people don't. Most people don't. Or use the seed. You think about it. If your ball, you follow that next player and you're in the same spot, and all of a sudden you're in a divot in the rough. Mm-hmm. Might help you get the ball cleaner out of there, but it's still about maintenance of the golf course, and you're helping out your fellow members and your fellow golfer doing that.
You always replace the divot. You be careful with the seed, because that seed, typically if they put seed in the tubes, that's bent grass seed.
Right, it's not the same.
It's not the same as the rough, and you don't want bent in your rough.
Right.
So, but you always replace your divot. Yeah, but as far as playing from the rough, though, make sure you have enough loft to get out. Move it back in your stance and limit your expectations.
You know, the key to hitting on the rough is keep it on the fairway.
Right.
That's the number one key, but most courses, the rough has been thick. It's been, you know, as I mentioned earlier, when we were talking with Brian Oakley about the rain, your Niagara Falls Country Club, and all over Western New York, it's not unique to here. You know, the regular maintenance of the golf course is a job in it, of itself. And when you can't get on the golf course to do that because of some of the rains, particularly some of the clubs here who, you know, have had flooding issues, you know, you're playing, trying to play catch up with those things, catching up on the aeration and all the other things to get your equipment out on the golf course. And it's just, you know, an impossible yet and tireless task for the superintendents and their crew.
Well, you know your own lawn, how it is. It's been very, very thick, great grass growing weather lately.
Yeah.
And what happens is they'll mow it at 2 1/4 or whatever they mow the rough to, and they may have a rotation where they get to it once or twice a week. Well, it's just growing faster than it does at other times of the year. So it comes up thick and lustrous right now.
Yeah, it certainly does. Yes. Yeah. Well, you know what?
Kind of like your hair, Kev, thick and lustrous.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. My age, I'll take any hair. How's that? all right, Tiger Woods, you know, dominating not just the golf news, but news. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking, he transcended the sport of golf. And, you know, we're all wondering, is he going to come back? Is he going to come back at a fourth back surgery? And then the arrest for DUI last weekend over Memorial Day weekend. And, you know, all the videos have come out. And you know what? On a human level. I tweeted this out. I used a fancy word, Schadenfreude. You know, it's people reveling in someone else's demise, their misfortune. And it's just incredible to me, all the shots taken at Tiger Woods. Now, I get part of it, right? I mean, his personal life in the past, what he did, some people are angry about that. You know, he even admitted in his book, what he did and was wrong, and that side of his life. I think people want him back, and I think they're angry, like, hey, you got all this money. How come you didn't get a driver? Well, situation's a little different than everybody first thought. There wasn't alcohol involved in it. I'm not saying that makes it any better, by the way. But it wasn't like he was, hey, we're going out partying tonight and clubbing. And, I mean, he's wearing gym shorts and a shirt. You know, he famously is not a great sleeper. And, you know, he mixed medications on there, just going by what the facts were and what's been said. I don't know anything more. I don't know Tiger Woods. I've, you know, covered him once. It was right before all the back problems happened when I first started with PGA Tour Radio. So I can't tell you of great experience covering Tiger Woods. I can tell you, I'm like most of you, loved watching him play. Best player I've ever seen play. And you can certainly argue, I know there's the argument with Jack Nicklaus, but, I mean, you can make Tiger Woods the greatest of all time with that. So, but on the human level, I feel for the guy when the videos are out.
The mugshots.
Yeah, it's public information. You're arrested by police. Right. I get that. It's public information, but the humiliation that goes on with it is, you can say deserved, you can say whatever. I just feel for the guy on that level. He's got two young kids, and to have their dad on every YouTube thing and his mugshot being memed all over the place, it's tough.
Well, it definitely seems as if he's got a problem there, you know, looking from the outside in, and maybe there'll be some positives.
Well, he's got a legal problem right now.
Well,
that's
he's got a legal problem,
foremost.
But
it would seem
there's an addiction problem there if you're out.
That's a leap, Jeff. That's I just want to be fair to him. I mean, some people have hinted at that with, hey, he needs our help.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm hoping that this shines even a brighter light on some of these other cultural problems that we have with painkillers and everything else, and hopefully Tiger can spin this into something positive. But you know, it is tough when the greatest player and someone who's transcends the game and someone who's been a role model for so many people has an issue like this, and you see it splash. You know, it leads the news. You know, Tiger, that kind of thing leads the news, and that's our society in some way. Like you said, but I don't know what to think. It's a confusing thing for me. I empathize for him. I feel for the game of golf, but you know, there's some problem there, and that's his problem. It's not our problem, but we do empathize with him.
Yeah, you know, the mixture of medications. I look at it this way, and I'm not apologizing for anything. He apologized. You know, he did something wrong. He knew he should. I mean, just on a general level, if you've ever been given those strong painkillers, it says you should not operate a vehicle with those things. So, yes, he definitely violated recommendations and did something wrong. It could have been much worse. Thank goodness it wasn't, by the way, with that. But just if he has to take all those things just to function.
That would explain a lot.
explain a lot.
Yes.
What the hell kind of life is that? And there are probably somebody out there listening that's in pain and needs these things just to function, have normal life function. And I thought one of the interesting things Jack Nicklaus said this week at the memorial with, you know, his press conference that, you know, about Tiger, he advised him 9 years ago, hey, you don't need to see my guy Pete. I think Pete was the name of his physical therapist that Jack used to keep himself going. And you need to see Pete. The guy's great. And Tiger, you know, Tiger's got his own team and stuff. And finally, I want to say it was at the Masters dinner. They were talking about it. And he said, Tiger, I've been imploring you to see Pete. And he's like, okay, I'm ready. And he went and saw him with his therapist. And Pete relayed back to Jack that he can't stand for 10 minutes.
Oh, because of the pain?
Because of the pain.
And how many surgeries has Tiger had? I mean, you're
looking... He said four back surgeries, multiple knee surgeries.
Yeah, he's had all kinds of surgeries.
Sure, right.
He's almost like a football player's body at this point. Like, he's played too much football or hockey. I mean, he's just... it's been such a roller coaster ride with Tiger following him since he's last won a tournament. The ups and downs that he's gone through have been, and they're all on public display. You know, most of us, if we have those kind of issues, no one finds out. And everything he does wrong is splashed across the newspapers and shines a light on golf that isn't positive.
Right.
That we're not used to seeing in the game of golf. You may see these things in other sports. They feel like they're more commonplace. They may be more commonplace in golf. We just don't know it. But it has been difficult to watch.
Well, here's what might be the positive out of this. And Tiger Woods has been, Tiger Woods camp, and, there's no leaks out of the camp, right? Yeah. Like, you're in, you're either in or you're not, right? You can't be in Tiger's camp and anybody else's.
So
that's how it was, right?
The White House should hire these guys.
no kidding, right? Very tight circle, and once you're out of the circle, you're out of the circle. And maybe that's some of the reasons why he's taken so many shots over this. But the golf world's reached out to him now. Like many are saying, Martin Keimer put out a video on there saying, like, why it was all this hate. We should be thanking this guy for what he did for us. We should embrace him. Jack Nicklaus said, hey, we're here to help you. If there is an issue, he uses words, but I mean, you know what that meant. Jay Monahan said he's part of our family, the PGA Tour. So all these people are reaching out to Tiger, and maybe it's time for him to reach back and say, yeah, you know what? I need some camaraderie. I miss that. I miss this part. Go to some tournaments and see those things. I mean, it's got to be extremely difficult to have that part of your life that was locked in golf and have that go away because of injury. And you can't do things the way you used to do, like any of us experience. But he was just on an unbelievable super level. He's the best in the world, maybe the best that ever was, and that's gone. And that's going to be extremely difficult to deal with and come to grips with, especially when, you're largely on your own, it seems, anyways, from that. All right. That's some thoughts on Tiger Woods there. When we come back, we'll get our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, the Champions Tour report from Absolute Care, all those things coming up here live from Niagara Falls Country Club on TD Green on WGR Sports Radio 550. Niagara Falls Country Club, that's where we are this week. Women's Porter Cup begins play on Wednesday, June 7th, 8 a.m. That is free and open to the public Wednesday through Friday. Encore Golf, if you have not tried the new Elixir, you are missing out. You need to do so. That is Buffalo's golf ball, their new performance golf ball, the Elixir.
Yes, seen it in Wegmans.
Yes, yes. It's in Wegmans, and the ball plays as advertised. It's excellent. They have balls now for every skill level of golfer, Encore Golf. So they've made some tremendous strides over the years, and we're glad to have them as a partner, as we are with Cobra Puma Golf. By the way, Puma shoes, sorry, these are the most comfortable shoes I've worn, period. And the spikeless shoes. I wear spikeless golf shoes all the time, and the Puma golf shoes, I walked four rounds at the Players' Championship with the Puma Ignite spikeless, and they are just fantastic. It was
it's
like
nice
wearing
when
slippers.
Shoes are comfortable, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, because you get an uncomfortable golf
especially
shoe.
Especially at our age. Jeez.
It's the worst.
To talk about. Jeez, these shoes, they're killing me.
All right, PGA Tour leaderboard. Jason Duffner, what a second round he had yesterday at Muirfield Village in Dublin, Ohio, which, by the way, if you want to go catch some golf this weekend, it's a 5.5-hour ride, you know. Go on hotels.com, whatever, pick out a hotel on the way back, but got a chance to go there and check out some great golf. Jason Duffner, 14 under par, a 5-shot lead over Daniel Summerhays, 9 under. Ricky Fowler in third at 8 under, but he's 6 strokes back. Of Duffner. That's crazy. At 8 under par through 2 rounds.
How do you get 14 under par through 2 rounds at that golf course? I can't even imagine playing that well.
Well, he went out early yesterday, shot 65.
That helps.
Yes. Early before any breeze picked up there, before the greens got even faster at Muirfield Village. Other notables, Jordan Spieth is tied for fourth at 6 under par along with Justin Thomas. They'll tee off at 1:20 this afternoon. Matt Kuchar is at 5 under par along with Emiliano Grillo and Ling Mirth 5 under. Bubba Watson at 5 under par.
A rare sighting this year.
Yes, a rare sighting for Bubba Watson. Certainly struggling. Kevin Kisner, the winner last week at the Dean and DeLuca, he is tied for 7th at 5 under par. And Phil Mickelson, 4 under par, 10 strokes back of the lead, Jason Duffner. We'll see if the Duff Daddy, as they call him, can continue that. Our PGA Tour Champions Report brought to you by Absolute Care. They are not playing this week. They're off this week. So I'll give you Steve Stricker. He's a Champions Tour player.
That's right.
Now, he is 2 under par, 12 back of that. Last week they had the Senior PGA Championship. No surprise. Do I have anything to tell you who won?
No.
Okay.
I think we know.
All right.
Is he German?
He's a German, and he's unbelievable. Bernhard Langer. All right. See it there. I told you who won. Bernhard Langer won the Senior PGA Championship last week. Hey, want to mention the Duster Challenge. The putting tournament. They want to talk about a way. We were talking earlier about how to get kids into golf at an event. Mm-hmm. Now, my boys, they do golf camp. They do a little bit. They competed in the Duster Challenge, the first one last year. And this is an 18-hole putting tournament at Fox Valley Club. July 21st will be the second Duster Challenge. It's a Friday. Move from a Monday to a Friday evening to make it fun, like Jeff talked about before. So there's a kids division, and then there's an adults division. After the kids division, it starts at 5 p.m. After they're done, they'll have use of the pool. There'll be a movie night for the kids while the adults under the lights compete for the title of Western New York's Best Putter in the Duster Challenge. And it's 18 holes, stroke play. Then you go to match play for the adults. Food and beverage will be included. You can register at DusterChallenge.com. But I'll go back to the kids part here real quick. So my boys are like, okay, we'll do this. They had a blast. Their certificates hang on the wall, like prominent next to, you know, the basketball trophies and such. And they're like, when are we doing that again? When do we get to do that event again? And then I was thinking of, there was a family from Rochester that came, and their daughter brought her best friend, and the mother told me it's the only time, golf is when her and her friend get together and can hang out. And they experienced this friendship through the game of golf, and they had a blast too. So I just look at the fun that they had, and that's what I envisioned for the kids' division, and it was a great thing to get involved. And that's the only thing they do golf-wise. Okay, fine.
It's an entree into the game for them.
Yeah.
And they get to see what it's all about. And like you said, last year was so much fun. It's just that first event, it was a blast. We turned on all the headlights
the car
and vehicles. Yeah, yeah. It was a memorable day, and I think everybody had a blast.
So. Everybody had a blast. So, we keep mentioning it. We want you to sign up for it and don't miss out because, obviously, we can't, have a huge field for this event.
Right.
So make sure you get in and you're not locked out.
And the PGA is helping out this year.
Well, that's the other part I was going to get to, the Western New York PGA. We partnered with the Western New York PGA not only for their assistance, but we're going to benefit the Western New York PGA Section Foundation.
The Reach Foundation.
And the Reach Foundation and the HOPE program and the work that you'll do with veterans to get them into the golf and, help with help our veterans, particularly those who've been wounded, come back and give them something to get rid of the stress and experience the game of golf and some things that they can do or maybe have some limitations elsewhere in life.
We talk about it a lot on this show, but how much golf gives back. It seems to be the nature of golf that every time you have an event, it's helping somebody else. It's not just helping the golfers. So we're very proud of our foundation with the West New York PGA and the things we do, and we look forward to going further and further. We're doing some big things in the pot right now for the West New York PGA, and we're very excited about it.
All right. So make sure you register, DusterChallenge.com. Again, DusterChallenge.com. That's with a D. Yeah. D-U-S-T-E-R, challenge.com. Register today.
What a fun first date that would be for someone.
Huh? Yeah, it would be, right? Yeah. And you know what? Oh, here's glad you mentioned that. Yeah. Okay, so let's say, well, you know, I'd like to go and help out. You know, I want to participate, you know, have some beverages, food. You can do that, too. There's a spectator pass that you can buy that's half price. All right, so it's $49 to compete. It's $25
to
be a spectator
putt-putt.
Pass. Way better than putt-putt. There is no question about
yes,
that.
Yes.
That's for sure. So the Duster Challenge, July 21st, will be at Fox Valley, right in the putting green out front there. It's a perfect setup for it.
Cool trophy.
A very cool trophy. You know, John Fuller won last year. That was our champion last year, John Fuller. So I know he went and hung that up in his office immediately, the trophy. So happy to have that. Hey, if you haven't upgraded your equipment, I went into this the other day. You know, I noticed, Jeff, tell me what's the lifespan of a wedge?
Well, typically you'd want to get a new wedge. It depends how much you play. I think you can get 100 rounds out of a wedge, 80 rounds out of a wedge. And after that, you know, you probably want to start looking at new grooves. I know some of the new wedges, the faces last a little bit longer and they're hardening the steel. What people often fail to do is get fit for their wedges, you know. So they go out and they just grab a sand wedge and they don't know what the loft is, they don't know what the lie angle is, and they don't know what the bounce is. You want that. People swing differently. There's, you know, sweeper sliders, diggers, you know, there's different ways to hit the golf ball, and the bounce and the sole configuration can accommodate how you hit the golf ball and make the game easier for you. And lie angles are important. If you've got a club that's too upright for you, you're going to pull your wedges. So if there's too flat, you're going to push them. So you need to spend a few minutes with your PGA Pro and get fit for your wedges and have proper gapping. You don't want more than 4 to 6 degrees between the lofts and your wedges. So if you've got a pitching wedge, a lot of people assume their pitching wedge is 48 degrees. Well, they're not anymore. They're often 45 and 44. And the next club you have is a 56 degree sandwich. There's like three clubs in there. You've got probably a huge gap and you're not maximizing your wedge game. And once you get close to the green, that's where you start to score. So wedges are a tremendously important part to everybody's game. I did a wedge fitting this week. You know, we bent the lie angles. We put the grips. We got the right grinds. We got the right lofts. It doesn't take that long, but it makes a huge difference in your game.
Yeah, it certainly will. Those are the scoring clubs.
Right, right.
They're the wedges in the bag. So
remember, the game is about score.
That's right. Yes, yeah. Yes. Grips. How often should you re-grip your clubs?
Well, once they get slick or slippery, and there's so many out there.
You mean the old dish soap trick doesn't work?
Not
with the new grips. Yeah. I mean, remember those old standard grips you get, the black
the
with the green? Yes, yeah. You know, that was the dish soap deal, right?
Yeah, they also had leather grips back then, too. I remember that. But, once your grips get slippery, it's a great way to – if they start to get slippery, you start to squeeze, you know, and then you have tension in your forearms and if it rains or anything, they even get slipperier. So new grips, I do my grips twice a year, once in the spring and once halfway through the summer if I'm playing a lot, just to make sure I got fresh grips.
Well, that's one of those things, too, where, you know, people look at, hey, I need new golf clubs. You might just need new grips.
Might need new grips.
Yeah, might need new grips.
And
so
they feel great when you get new ones on.
There's
so many styles out there. So go see your PGA Pro and have them throw some new grips on for you.
And if you're not at a club or you want to get it done, Woods to Wedge is a great place to get it done. They've got all the selection there. You can test out the grips. And
that's where I took the wedges to get bent when we got them.
They are the best.
Yes.
Donna, Kevin, and Dave over there are the best. Woods to Wedges inside the Willie Golf. I want to thank all of our partners here on Tee to Green, the Western New York PGA, Michelob Ultra, Woods to Wedges. I want to thank all them. Custom Turf, by the way, if you want a green in your backyard,
looking
in your basement. Yeah, make sure you get that happen. Our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood. And, of course, we want to thank Niagara Falls Country Club for all their hospitality today here. Women's Porter Cup begins play June 7th. Again, that's free and open to the public. You want to see some great gals playing golf, you can see that for free out here. Next week, June 7th, 8th, and 9th, play begins at 8 a.m. Each day goes to about 4. That's free and open to the public. We look forward to being back here in July for the Men's Porter Cup. when that continues, another great tournament. And the list of names that the alumni that played in that is tremendous. Pete and Tiger Woods, who we were talking about before, they got the plaque out there for the hole-in-one on number 12. That's going to do it for our show today. Of course, if you missed any portion, you go back and listen to it at WGR550.com. We'll tweet out that link a little bit later today. Thanks to Nate Geary. Thanks to Brian Oakley, Tom Ahern, the entire staff here at Niagara Falls Country Club. For Jeff Meadis, I'm Kevin Sylvester. Get out there and play some golf this weekend on WGR Sports Radio 550.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.